also be on our feet. Let us be on our feet as we worship the name of the Lord.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, the leaders of the church. for this opportunity once again to minister. I pray that at the end of today, signs and wonders will not end in your life. I say signs and wonders will not end in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the season of fasting and prayer, and so you have to be humble. You have to be sober. And as a revelation the Lord revealed to me when I was preparing for this program, one of the revelations, I would like to off the mind and say it. I want us to pray very well. I saw Islamic Jihad. I saw Islamic Jihad. Like the Islamic people, they gathered in great number. And they were with cutlass. It came to the point that they wanted to, if are you for Christ or are you for Islam? And they were going to slaughter Ali. But in that revelation, I don't know the power that came upon me and some people there. It began to, to shoot them, and there were many before you know they disappeared. I want us to be very prayerful this election, because the devil is cooking something in Nigeria. But I ask God, the Lord shall show us mercy. So in your closet, in this fasting that Daddy has put together, let us fast that God will not allow those people of the other side to cause mayhem in this nation. You will not be a victim. I said you will not be a victim. And also you are going to lay your right hand on your forehead, because I also saw an arrow of death. But I pray that, you see, in the place, the area I got in Ojota where I was before I came to this area, there's a lady that is a very strong, even fasting, he fasts 100 days. On pregnancy, after Happy New Year, by 2 a.m. or thereabout, after celebrating, I have seen 2023, while in labor, she died the baby. Satan is not sleeping. Lay your hand on your forehead. I don't have much time. Just pray this prayer. Say, my Father, my Creator. Among those that their blood be sought in 2023, I am accepted. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Kapadosh. I am accepted. I am accepted. I am accepted. Please pray. Mommy, pray. Daddy, pray. If you are a child, pray. I shall not die, but live and bless the works of God. Pray, 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 pray. Let us see Katapa. Petesa Olesi Praha. Lady Hus Ibadela. Pray, 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 pray. Say no. As I lay my hand on my forehead, my blood is bitter. I put a mark of exemption. I shall not die before my time. January will not swallow me. February will not swallow me. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I shall see 2024. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to just make sure that if you know you have not started the fasting, from the level that Daddy in the Lord, Pastor Deboye, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, who is our baron, has laid for the church. I want you to begin tomorrow. Because this fasting is going to shape your life, going to shape the country. Some of us, we are taking serious things on Triva. That's what brings me to my topic. Fresh start through fasting and prayer. That's what brings me to my topic. Fresh start through fasting and prayer. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, say, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil way, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. If you know that you have not started from 11, today is 15, tomorrow, some people even ate this morning before coming. Tomorrow, make sure you start and join. Normal fast 50 days, dry fast 21 days. Don't joke with it. At your office, your business, while you are selling your market, while you are at the office pressing your system, and the Spirit, and communicating with the Holy Spirit. God is going to do something this year. See, if Nigeria does not change in this year, may God have peace upon us. What is the meaning of fresh? The topic for the province is fresh start. And we are considering fresh start through fasting and prayer. What is the meaning of fresh? Recently made or obtained, not previously known or used, new or different. I want Bible reading and very fast because I have like 15 minutes or 20 minutes. What is the meaning of start? The point in time or space at which something has its origin, the beginning. I don't know, there's someone I say, you're looking for an apartment. You're looking for an apartment. I see the Lord this morning, the Lord revealing. I see the Lord giving him a bigger and a better place. In the mighty name of Jesus, the place is on fire. The point or time or space at which something has its origin, the beginning. Now, the Bible says in the book of Exodus 34, from verse 6 to 7, can someone read that place? While another person can open Micah chapter 7, from verse 18 to 19. Micah chapter 7, 18 to 19. And I want Exodus 34, 6 to 7. This is a new year. There are just barely 15 days into the year. How do you start? How do you start fresh? You start with salvation.
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth.
Okay?
Be merciful to thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means claiming to visiting the iniquities of all the children, upon the iniquities of the fathers, upon the children and their children's children, to the third and fourth generation.
Hallelujah. Sin is one of the things that can hinder your start. That's why you have to start with salvation. Micah chapter 7. Who is reading Micah 7? Just too fast, so I will go to the next point. I don't want to beat my time. It's a spirit of rebellion when you beat your time. Okay?
For son dishonors father.
Okay?
Daughter fights against her father. Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A man enemies are the men of his own household. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the Lord God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
My God with salvation. Sin is a problem that will make the start to be a little bit blurry. God is a merciful God. Just come to him. Just tell him I'm sorry. The blood has been shed. He will have mercy upon you. All we need is mercy, this genuine. Just ask God for mercy. Don't be proud. Don't be proud. Humble yourself. If you check your calendar, between 24 hours. How many times have you sinned against God? Don't be proud. When I minister, I work, I member, it doesn't matter. Humble yourself, ask God for mercy. So you can have a fresh start. Then number two, fresh start with fasting. Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. You are going to read that when you go home, but I will take verse 17. Then another person, Psalm 35, verse 13 and 14. After God has had mercy upon you, then you have to fast. Fasting will not kill you. God is not a fool to insist on fasting. The general version of the church is not ignorant to insist on days of fasting. Who's reading Matthew chapter 4 verse 17? When you go, you read 1 to 11, talking about how Jesus was led to be fasted and be tempted of the devil. But someone should give me verse 17, that's what I'm interested in. From that time, it was after the fasting Jesus started his ministry. If you go home, you read 1 to 11, it's talking about, and Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And after that, if you go there, and say, from that time, he didn't preach between 0 to 30 years publicly. But he waited, after he had spent time with God, the Bible said, from that time, that means there's time for everything. There's some project you cannot carry out till you spend time and get instruction. Get a clear instruction from God. That's the purpose of fasting. Who's reading Psalm 35, 13 and 14? Fasting, just like Jesus, will enable us to resist great temptation of Satan. Begin this year, just as he fasted before he started his ministry. Who's reading Psalm 35, 13 and 14 for us?
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was darkened. I opened myself in fasting, and my prayer was returned to my own heart. I faced about as though you were my friend or brother. I bowed down everything as one who mourns for his brother.
See? Fasting brings humility.
That's why sometimes I used to tell people, if you know that you have hot temper, fast often. Because, for example, if you are on 6 to 6 dry, I have not seen food to eat since morning. And somebody come from nowhere, yawah, on your mouth. You don't even have strength to talk. But would you have the strength to do what? To reply. So he helped me with some kind of self-control. The Bible says, I will humble myself through fasting. A man who fasts is trying to say, God, I can't help myself. My flesh is weak. Because God is always there. God is always speaking. But the human body is limited. God is always available. But our human system, now let me give an example of fasting. Fasting is like a radio. If you want to tune a radio, what you use to tune it and fine-tune it, the channel is always there in the air. But that tuning, fine-tune it to get the signal. Because when God is talking, we humans are too busy. Our flesh is too frail to receive information from God. But when you are fasting, your signal is more fine-tuned to receive.
That's what you're saying.
Hallelujah.
That's the reason why you should fast oft. The Bible says, what I say, I fast oft. So this is the time to maximize. Let your plate be empty. Don't be a foodie in this spirit. Even if you know you are naturally a foodie, don't be a foodie in this spirit.
Praise the Lord.
As a youth, if you don't fast now, is it when you are Baba Agbalagba? That's when you want to fast. Is it when they are telling you, doctor, and say, don't eat this. Eat green tea by 8 a.m. Eat black tea by 5 a.m. Drink yellow tea. Is it when they are telling you all those, you want to fast? When you are still a single and jumping and bubbling, and you are not married now, they can call you and you go here, fast, will not kill you. That's how you can start fresh. That's how you can start humble. That's how you can start with power. Jesus did not start his ministry. The Jesus that you are coming to this church to serve, because the head of redeemed Christian church of God is Jesus. So the Jesus that instituted the church, this is the earthly church, to guide people into the heavenly church. Yes, because in heaven, there's no redeemed. He said, oh, the body of Christ, including other denominations, right? So the Jesus himself, that before he started the ministry that was successful to institute this church, is fasted before he started. Why, who are you not to fast?
May food not destroy our destiny. The last point, Luke 3:21-23. Fresh start with prayers. Luke 3:21-23. There are one Mark 1:35. And when I read that Mark, I'm just especially that we pray. Luke 3:21-23. Who's reading that for me? I have less than 6 minutes.
When all the people were baptized,
okay.
While he prayed, let me pause. While he prayed, the heaven was open. If you check very well, if you're going to study that chapter, that was the prayer, that was the beginning of his ministry. Go ahead.
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him.
Mm.
And a voice came from heaven, mm, which said, you are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased.
Yeah, listen to me. There's a business, you are doing a business. If God has not announced you, nobody will know you. It's not by having shop by the roadside. I've seen people leave roadside shop and enter inside and buy. Because heaven have announced the person inside. But there, in the physical, they're in the roadside. But God has not said, yeah, he in the spirit. Jesus, when God said, yeah, he, his ministry was open. If you don't pray and break the heaven, if you don't pray and break the iron brass over your head, in 2023, you will see yourself in December. Nobody is hearing you. I pray it shall never be a question.
Yeah.
When I got this secret, I hate publicity. God always tell me, forget about publicity. Handbill, billboard, go into your secret chamber. If God hear you your secret, don't look for it.
Are you ready?
Pray! That office, that business, whatever is your field or whatever, maritally, go in your secret. Just like Jesus. The Bible says, while he prayed, the heaven was open.
And when heaven was open, God came and said, this is my son. Hear him. From that day, Jesus is popular. Jesus can never fail.
Even in the common balance of local language, say Jesus blew.
And somebody shout fire. Everyone, even the unborn, coming today, the one we dedicated last week, we will come to know about Jesus. Because Jesus was announced by the Father.
Have God announced you? Have God announced that shop? Have God announced that business? And you are starting again a new year, you don't want to pray.
May God have mercy upon us.
Mark chapter 1, verse 35. The last one we pray now. January is the morning of 2023. Start today with prayers. Read Mark chapter 1, verse 35, so we can pray. Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
Now in the morning. I've been reading a long time.
Pause. Now in the morning. This is the morning of this year, January 15th. Now in the morning. Follow the Bible exegetically. Now in the morning, what happened?
I've been reading a
long while. The fasting announced. Baba Debo, your God is using to rise up the members a long while before the day. The day of this year is by June. So that by the time you enter this place with your Jeep in June and say, mommy, come and dedicate my Jeep. As much as hallelujah.
Number three, you must
pray. Rise on your feet as you pray. Rise on your feet. There's no long talking and even discussion. Begin to talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer. Fresh start. Anywhere you have sinned against God, cry to your master. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. When you travel to a village, you travel for Christmas and you went and joined your masquerade in your village, you have sinned against God. You went to your village. And you join them in a custom that, according to our Sunday school, that is any custom that is what? Alien to the word of God. You went there and you compromised the word of God. And you have come back to Lagos. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. So you start fresh. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer. The way you do your business dealing 2022, ask God for mercy. So you can start fresh in 2023. Talk to God in prayer. As a youth, your relationship didn't glorify God. Every man, every woman, you are on them last year. This you ask God for mercy. Talk to God in prayer. Then begin to ask God the grace to fast, the grace to pray. Give it unto me. And Jesus rising up a great work for day. I love that place. And he then went to separate himself. Went to a solitary place and pray. If you pray in the secret, God will hear you in the open. But if you pray too much in the open, and God has not heard you in the secret, there's nowhere to be found. Cry to God in prayer. 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 Before I drop the mic,
there's a young man, they are trying to settle down. And it's as if things are not moving well. God asks me to encourage you. Listen to me by revelation. Anything God don't tell you to say, I better just preach and go. And if God asks me, reveal this revelation by prophecy. If I say it, I trust God to honor it. And God has to honor it. I prophesy that young man, you have been asking, how will I settle down? You have been asking God, how will I marry? You have been asking God, how will I go about it? God shall help you. I said, God told me he shall help you. I said, he shall help you. In this new year, he shall surprise you. Me personally, I don't know how he did it. I was squatting for some years. Last year, December 1st, he gave me my apartment. Before you know, this week I started my own business, my own shop. That is a miracle of God. The way he provided millions, I didn't know. My market began to come in from outside country. That's how God can do it. I prophesy, God shall help you. I say, God shall help you. I say, God shall help you. Shall fire. Yeah.
Jesus.
rakato sekatai, lebreketo sekatai, bete kabro te spilai, fapoto sali, ikata da 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 da, yakata da da, yakata da 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 da, yakata da 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 da, yakata kata kapai, yakata kata kapatai, iskapai da, feso prekai, feso pretakila, soto pi la kata.
We shall finish well and we shall finish strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. We deserve to be humble. We deserve